It's day 323 of hashtag 365, and I've had somewhat of an epiphany.
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind, and together we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
Now, I've been thinking about this all weekend. I've mentioned it a couple of times over the past few days. It's one of those things, maybe you've been screaming at your like iPod or like iPod. Does anyone use iPods anymore? Or maybe you've been screaming at your computer or however you listen to the podcast going, I know what's going on here, Alex. Listen to me. Maybe you've been tweeting me. But you know, with these things, you've just got to come to the realizations yourself. And I've come to a realization. Something has been derailing me. And I think I knew what it was the whole time, but I finally allowed myself to accept what it is and the conclusions that need to be drawn from that acceptance. I have to be realistic. My goal when I started out on this journey was to lose 4.5 stone, taking me to 14 stone by the end of 365. I've got to the point now where I realise that with 42 days remaining, 42 days, it is simply not going to be possible to lose that amount of weight in the healthy, sustainable way that I've managed to achieve so far. And before I say anything else, let's remember, despite the ups and downs of the journey so far, throughout this year, I have pretty much consistently, a few blips, lost weight. Like, if you look at a graph, it's pretty much a smooth, constant downward curve. And that is an achievement that I absolutely should not be overlooking, and a lot of people have said that to me in my life. There have been times on this journey so far where I've been the lightest I've been in over 16 years. All in all, it's going immensely well. And it's also the start of the rest of my life. At the end of 365, that's not it. I don't then stop, forget everything I've learned, and start stacking on the weight again. That's not what this has been about. This is about a discovery of myself. And like I say, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this in the first place. Sure, I wanted to lose weight, but I also wanted to discover more about my mental attitudes towards food. And hopefully, as you've seen and heard, that has definitely been the case. That is achievement unlocked. I've learned so much about it. I know myself. And I know the pressure of the dramatic weight loss that is required to hit 14 stone on the nose within the next 42 days has made me subconsciously give up. That's why I've fallen so spectacularly off the wagon. That's why I'm getting it so wrong. I don't want to admit it. I don't want to admit that 14 stone goal is out of reach. But I've got to be realistic. On day zero of hashtag 365, Cast your mind back to day zero of hashtag 365. I said this: one of the most important things about having a focused goal is that you really believe it. And that is true when it comes to goal setting. Your goals can be stretching, they should be stretching, but you have to believe that it's realistically in your grasp. And when I analyse my situation, I do not believe that I can healthily and safely lose 25 pounds in the next 42 days. Not without doing things like giving up work, going to the gym every day, eating basically nothing, you know, not seeing my family because I'm in the gym in the evenings as well, you know, getting a personal trainer. Not without all of that stuff am I able to lose that weight in the period of time that's left. And I'm not going to do those things because they fly in the face of my other principles. So I've got to revise my goal. And just to clear things up, because I'm conscious of the fact that over the course of 365, there's been times where I've forgotten details and messed things up and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Before I started this journey, I was 18 stone 9 pounds. And there was a period before hashtag 365 where I started to try and get myself into the mindset. And when I weighed myself on day zero, I was 18 stone and 6 pounds. So my starting weight was 18 stone and 6 pounds. It was only when I listened back to day zero again that I remembered all that. I thought my starting weight was 18 stone 9 on day zero. It wasn't. It was 18 stone 9 in the kind of final throes of getting myself ready for 365. And then when I actually weighed myself on day zero, I was 18 stone 6. So that's where the idea of losing 14 and a half stone came from, basically. Getting down to 14 stone. Not 14 and a half stone, getting, you know what I mean, losing 4.5 stone. That's where the idea came from. So now, rather than trying to get all the way down to 14 stone flat, I'm going to reset my goal for the end of 365 as 14 stone and 6 pounds, which will be exactly 4 stone lost in the 365-day period from day zero all the way up to the end of hashtag 365, which is on average just about £1 a week every week for an entire year if you were averaging it out, which is a really healthy, sustainable way of losing weight in totality. And this doesn't mean that I'm not ever going to get to 14 stone. It doesn't mean that that goal's not still there. It just means I've got a goal that I know now is actually possible while still being stretching within the remaining time of hashtag 365, because what I don't want to do is keep trying to pursue a goal that in the back of my mind I don't believe I can reach, and therefore just completely balls the whole thing up. I also quite like the symmetry of losing exactly 4 stone. Something quite nice about that. So there we have it. There's a part of me that kind of hopes that you're not disappointed in me, and I mean that sincerely, because you've been on this journey this whole way. You've heard me succeed, you've heard me fail, you've heard me spectacularly balls it up, but then get back on the wagon and start smashing that weight down again. And I really hope that you're not listening to this thinking, oh God, Al, I've been with you through this whole journey, and now you're chucking in the towel and revising the goal at the last minute. What a cop-out! I really hope you're not saying that. I hope you kind of, you know, understand why I'm doing what I'm doing here. Because in my mind, it's a case of revising the goal or continuing down this path of not really believing in it anymore and messing it up. And I haven't come this far to do that. So 19 pounds to lose in 42 days. That's just over £3 a week to lose. So that is still a tough old target, especially at this time of year. Because I don't know when you're listening to this, because you might be listening to this in the future or whatever. But, well, not all whatever. Can't be listening to it in the past, can you? Well, maybe you are. Maybe there's time machines now. Who knows? Maybe you're listening to this before I was even born. Mad. Game changer. No, but in my timeline, we're coming up to Christmas, end of the year. So it's like Christmas party after Christmas party, big lunch after big lunch, boozy occasion after boozy occasion. I'm out DJing, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So it's a hard time of year anyway to lose weight. £3 a week over this period is going to be a serious achievement. But this is where we stand. 19 pounds to lose in 42 days. That will get me down to 14 stone 6 pounds at the end of 365. I'm babbling a little bit, I know, today. Sorry about this. I do feel conscious that I feel like I've kind of let myself down. Which is a bit upsetting, to be honest. Because I've got a real thing about meeting my goals. It's like one of my core values is to meet the things that I set out to achieve. So, I think that's why I've been so hesitant to come to this conclusion, because I do feel like I'm letting myself down and letting you down as well, which isn't a nice feeling at all. Really isn't, actually. It's a pretty shitty feeling, if I'm honest. sip of coffee, no sugar. Hashtag just saying. But yeah, I got to do what I got to do. And I think hopefully tomorrow when I wake up, I'll feel more energized knowing that I've now got a goal that's achievable. Yeah.